Sock the Heilige Mishnah weiter. Masech the Saita, Perik Tes, Mishnah Tes, Vav. Mishnah Mes, Rabbi Meir. When Rabbi Meir passed away, Batlu Moishli Mishalim. You had no one who was able to really give those kinds of Mishalim. Rabbi Meir was able to use Mishalim to explain the most complicated things. As a matter of fact, the Bat Tanura says that when Rabbi Meir darshaned, he divided his drasha into three. A third was halacha, a third was agada, like a kata to Gemara's story, Gemara's, and a third was mishalim. And the mishalim made it easy on those who were listening to understand the most complicated things. Rabbi Meir had 300 mishalim about foxes, mishalim to teach chachma and darkei Hashem. Weiter sagt the Mishnah, Mishames ben Azai, when Ben Azai was nifter, batlu hashak donim. Did you ever notice that on your report card, one of the marks may be for shkida? You know what shkida means? Effort. But in the context of our mission, it means someone who really, really tries. A real masmid. Like the Pasuk says in Mishlei, Ashrei Adam Shomeali, Lishkoid al dalsoisa yoim yoim. Ben Azai was considered an unbelievable masmid. Always doing his best to get through the doors of the Beis Medrash and to stay there day and night. Ben Azai didn't even get married. He said, what can I do? V'nafshi chashka b'tayra. I have such a cheshek to learn. Mishames ben Azai, batlu hashakdan. We don't have someone like that anymore. Mishames ben Zayma, batlu hadarshanim. There was no one, after Ben Zayma passed away, who was baki in the psukim, to be able to learn halachis from psukim in the Taira. Remember the Mishnah in Masechtas Brachos? Or the Haggadah that quotes the Mishnah? Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah said, "Rei nikim ben shivim shana." I could not convince people, the other chachamim, that we have to say Yetzias Mitzrayim at night ad shedarsha ben Zayma, until Ben Zayma came and he darshened it from the psukim. Weiter sagt the Mishnah, Mishames Rabbi Yeshua, and Rabbi Yeshua passed away. Pascha toiva min oila. What does this mean? The good stopped from the world. The heads of the governments had a lot of derech eretz for Rabbi Yeshua. He was a great chacham. He knew how to give them good etzas. He also knew how to debate the apikarsim, to answer them with great chachma, sharpness. And Rabbi Yeshua used his favor, the eyes of the malchus, to bring toivas for Klal Yisrael. And that toiva was lost when Rabbi Yeshua passed away. Weiter sagt the Mishnah, Mishames, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, Bo goivai. Goivai is a kind of grasshopper, locust that destroys tfuah. The Rabu tzarais, and other tzarais were more. In other words, Rav Shem ben Gamliel's schus stopped these things. Weiter sagt der Mishnah Mishames, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Pasak ha'oysher min ha'chachamim. Wealth stopped from the chachamim. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was so rich that he separated from his herd every single year 12,000 calves from Meiser Behema. Weiter says the Mishnah Mishames, Rabbi Akiva, Batel kvoid ha'toira. Rabbi Akiva darshened, called koitz v'koitz, even the little crowns on the letters of the Torah. And that was the covet of the Torah, to show that everything is there for a reason and a purpose. As a matter of fact, it says, when Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Shemayim to be mekabel the Torah. So the Gemara tells us in Masechtas Menachos, and of course, it doesn't have the pashita meaning, but the Gemara wants us to understand something over here. It's not in a physical sense. But still the Gemara says that Moshe Rabbeinu found the Kadosh Baruch Hu, literally tying these, putting these crowns in the letters of the Torah. So Moshe said, Rabbeinu Shalom, Mima Akev Al Yadcha. Give the Torah the way it is. We don't need these crowns. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Adam Echad Yesh, there's a person, Sha'asid Lias, Besaf Kamadarius, he's going to be after many generations. Vakiva ben Yosef Shema, his name is Akiva, the son of Yosef. And he's going to darshan on each koitz of a koitz. In other words, the crowns on the letters, piles and piles, little mountains and mountains of halachais. Rekiv was able to show there's no extra letter, there's no missing letter. Everything teaches us something. And that was a great covet for the Torah. Mishames Rabbi Akiva batel kvoid ha-Torah. Weiter says the Mishnah, Mishames Rabbi Chanina ben Daisa batlu anshei maisa. When Rabbi Chanina ben Daisa passed away, we no longer had people that can do such maifsim, such miracles the way he did. The Gemara says in Masechtas Tainus that Rav Chanina ben Daisa saw his daughter was like upset. What's the matter? Ay, she said, I took a jug of vinegar instead of a jug of oil, and that's why I filled the Shabbos lamp with vinegar. So Rav Chanina ben Daisa said to her, Biti, my daughter, Don't be sad when Shabbos comes. Don't worry. Misha amal Hashemen v'yidlag. Yamal ha'chaymitz v'yidlag. The same one who said oil should burn. Same Hashem can say that vinegar should burn. And it burnt the entire Shabbos. It also says Rechnina Mataisa had goats. They weren't even his goats. They were goats with a whole story of a Shabbos Aveda. They was holding them for their proper owner. The neighbors tainted that the goats are hurting their fields. Rechnina knew it's not true. So he said to them, if it's true that these goats are causing damage to your fields, wolves should eat them. And if it's not true, each one of these goats should come back in the evening with a wolf in its horns. And that's what happened. Vaiter says the Mishnah. Mishames Rabbi Yossi Katanusa. Once Rabbi Yossi Katanusa passed away, Pasku Chasidim. Generally, when the Mishnah says Chasid, it means people that do Lefnim Mishuras Hadin. A certain category of greatness, these types of people, that ended when Rabbi Yossi passed away. V'lama Nikra Shemai Katanusa. Why was he called Rabbi Yossi Katanusa? Katan means small. And the answer is Shaya Katanusa. He was the smallest Shal Chasidim. He was like from the smallest, from the last of them, says the Bat Tanura. The Tosfos Yom Tov has a problem with this. He says, so are we trying to say that he was like the smallest of them? He wasn't the greatest of them? Why would the Mishnah say that? Why would he be called by this name? Let's say the previous generations were greater, but we would call him, you're the smallest. The Rambam says that the term Katan means like the Shoyrish. Out of this grew out all the other Chasidim. Some Takagiris, Tamsiyasan Shel Chasidim. Weiter sagt de Mishnah, Mishemes, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. When Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai passed away, Batal Ziv HaChachma. The shine of Chachma. The respect, the splendor of Torah. Mishemes, Rabbi Gamliel HaZaken, says the Mishnah, Weiter, Rabbi Gamliel HaZaken passed away, Batal Kvayt HaTorah. This means that until the times of Rabbi Gamliel HaZaken, they used to learn Torah standing, as the Kavod HaTorah. And afterwards, it was a chulsha, a weakness that came down to the world. And they were only able to learn sitting down. Furthermore, umesa tahara uprishus. Tahara and prishus, separation from taivas. The Mishnah uses the lashon, this passed away. It doesn't say bottle, that it stopped. The Mishnah just means to say there was no one on the madreig of Rabbi Gamliel once he passed away. But there was still great tzaddikim that excelled in both these things. Mishemes Rabbi Yishmael ben Pavi. Once Rabbi Yishmael ben Pavi passed away, Batal Ziv HaKahuna, the shine or the splendor of Kahuna stopped. Says the Tosfos Yom Tov, quoting Rashi, he was very wealthy, and many Kehanim were always at his table. This Rabbi Yishmael ben Pavi was a Kohen Gadol during the times of Bayis Sheni. A Baskal would cry out, Su'u sha'arim l'sheichem yekonis Yishmael ben Piabi, Talmud of Pinchas, he should be meshamish b'kohuna gedayla. Besides that, not only was he himself a Kohen Gadol and a tzaddik, his sons and his sons-in-law were all the treasurers that were in charge over the needs of the Kehanim, and that was a great big covet for the kohuna gedayla. And that covet was lost when he passed away. Mishemes Rebbe Murebeinu HaKadosh passed away, batla anava v'yeres chet. There was no longer such an anav, such a modest person, and someone who had such fear of chet in the world. Who wrote the Mishnayos? Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi. So how could Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi write Mishemes Rebbe? That when he passed away, this is what he wrote? So take a look in the Bat Tanura. The Bat Tanura explains his Talmidim added this part. The Gemara says a very interesting thing. The Gemara says, Amalei Rabbi Yosef Latana. Rabbi Yosef said to the Tana, who was teaching these Mishnayos, don't say, anava is over, that modesty is over. There are no more great modest people. Ekana, there's me. That sounds interesting. The Mashal explains that they knew their madrega. And he knew it would be a very funny thing to say, oh, no, don't say there's no more modesty. There's me, I'm modest. But Rabbi Yosef didn't care if people would make fun of him. He felt that the Mishnah had to be corrected. So again, I want to share with you something I heard my father's from the Bracha say from the Altif and the Vardik. And many others say the same thing. An anav is a very tricky thing. A boy may say, nah, I could learn Mishnayos. I'll never understand it. I'll never remember it. He thinks he's an anav. That's not called being an anav. An anav is a person who knows his milos. He doesn't give up. But he says, it's not my credit. It's a gift from Hashem. A real Anav takes on big things. He never gives up. He just believes he doesn't deserve any credit for it. It's his achrayas, it's his responsibility. And if he's matzliach, it's siyata d'shmaya. Now, according to many gerses, really, this is the end of Masechta Sait. And from here and on is the lashon of the beraisa that's brought down in the Gemara, and it's not really a chelik of the Mishnah. It appears the Bat Tanura had that gersa because he doesn't explain anything from this point and on. But, as the Tosfos Yom Tov explains, in our versions of Mishnayos, we do find this as part of a Mishnah. So we'll continue on. Zakta Mishnah Vayit, Rabbi Pichas ben Yair, Rabbi Pichas ben Yair, who was the father-in-law of Rabbi Shem Vayichai. Rabbi Pichas ben Yair says, Mishachar Vesem Migdash, and when the Vesem Migdash was destroyed, Boy Shuchavedim, Temidicham have been put to shame, Ubenei Chayrin. And also free men. What does this mean, Bnei Chayrin? What do you mean, free men? It means to say people with the good yichus. They've been put to shame, v'chafu roishem, and their faces are covered. They're weak, and people who don't have a good yichus, they're wealthy and strong. V'nedaldalu anshei maisa. People that do good things, they're shvach. They don't have the kayach. V'gavru bal Yisraya. Strong people that are tough. Even though they may not act according to halacha. Ubali loshoin. And people that speak Lashon Hara, they do a lot of damage. The Tiferes Yisrael explains an interesting thing. The strong man, physically strong, they attack tzaddikim on the street. The Bali Lashon Hara, they do it in private. The Ein Doidish, the Ein Mevakesh, the Ein Shales. The Mishnah is saying three things that we're missing. They used to be people that were Doidish, they're always looking for the good. They were looking to benefit Klal Yisrael. They were mefakish, those that cried and begged Hashem to have rachmanis on them. And Shail, they would always ask, how is so-and-so doing? Now, of course, there are tzaddikim that are looking for the good of Klal Yisrael and care for others, but not on the madrega that there was before the Churban Habayit. So, ami yesh lehi shayin, who can we lean on? And the answer is, Alavinu Shabbat Shemayim, only on our Father in Heaven. Rabbi Eliezer HaGadol, Oim Rabbi Eliezer HaGadol says, Miyoyim eshechar of Beis HaMilish, on the day the Beis HaMilish was destroyed. Everything went down a level. Shroi Chakimayi L'mehevei Kisifraya. The great Talmid HaChachamim, they began to be like those that teach. The Sifraya and the teachers, Kachazanaya, they were like the Shamasim, the one that takes care of things in the shul. The Chazanaya Ka'amada Ara. And those that used to take care of things in the shul, they had a certain chashivus. Now they were like common people. The Amadei Ara Azla V'Nedaldala. And the commoners became weaker and weaker. The Ein Mevakesh. And no one is looking for a way to stop this. Al Mi Yesh Lanu L'Hishoyin Al Avinu Shabbat Shemayim. Who can we lean upon? Only on Hashem. I think the Gro once said, we have no idea the madrig of the most pasha to yid in the times of the Beis HaMikdash. The Ikvus Mashiach. In the time before Mashiach. Literally it means in the footsteps of Mashiach. So as bad as these things are, in a way it's good because it shows us Mashiach can't be too far away. Chutzpah Yizgah. Chutzpah will be on the rise. The Yoyker Yamir. Expenses will keep going up. Whatever you want to buy is going to be very expensive. In Masechtas Tainus it says that because of the Aveira of being an Azus Panim, of Chutzpah, the rains are stopped, and therefore, be'ikvas of the Mashiach, when there's more chutzpah, and azos, like the Mishnah just told us, automatically, it won't rain. And the tefuah, the price of tefuah in Paris, will go up. Vaiter says the Mishnah, ha'gefen titein piria, the vine will produce its fruit. But vayayim be'yayker. Wine will still be very expensive. So many people will go to parties, they're going to need so much wine, it's going to drive the price up. Beis vad, the place where Talmid Chacham used to meet and study Torah, Liznos, will be used for terrible averas. V'Hagalul, that's the Galilee, the northern region of Eretz Yisrael, Yecherav. V'Hagavlon, that's a place in the north of Eretz Yisrael, Yishan, it's going to become empty. The Anshei Hagavul, literally the people of the boundary. It means the inhabitants of Eretz Yisrael, they're called Anshei Hagvul, because all of Eretz Yisrael is called Gvulim, compared to Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim is much more chashiv, so there's Yerushalayim, and then there's the rest of Eretz Yisrael that's in the boundaries of Eretz Yisrael, which is not like the boundaries of Yerushalayim. So the Anshei Hagvul, the people of Eretz Yisrael, Yisayvivu Meir Le'ir, they're going to wander from town to town, begging for food, knocking on doors. V'loi Yechaynanu, and the people in those cities, they won't have Rachmanis on them. The Chachmas Soifrim Tisrach, the wisdom of the Tamid HaChamim. Tisrach means like, it's going to sour. People won't like their Chachma, says the Tver HaSisrael. They won't have the proper respect for it. The Yirei Yecheid Yima Esu, those who have Yiras Shemayim, it's going to be repulsive to people. The Emes Tein Ederes. Emes is going to be missing. People who are truly Emes will have to hide. Na'arim pneiskeinim yalbinu. Na'arim means young people who make the faces of old people turn white with busha. Zekeinim yamdu mipnei ketanim. Old people will stand before the young ones to give them honor. Ben menavel av. A son will embarrass his father, be mevaz his father. Bas koma bi'ima. A daughter will rise against her mother to embarrass her. Kala b'chamoisa. And a daughter-in-law will do the same against her mother-in-law. Oyvei ish anshei beisai. You know who a person's enemies are going to be? The members of his own household. Pnei hadar ki pnei hakelev. Face of the generation will be like the face of a kelev, of a dog. A dog has no busha. Haben einoy mizbayish me'aviv. A son will not be ashamed before his father. Val mi yesh lanu lehishayin. Upon whom then can we lean? Alavinu shebashamayim. There's a sefer, Ikfasa de Mashicha, from Rabbi Chana Vassaman, Zecher Tzadik Lavracha. And he brings over there, b'shem, Rabbi Yisrael Salanter. A dog runs ahead of its bailam. It looks like the dog is leading him. But the emes is. The dog is only going where the bailam want him to go. When they come to a crossroad, the dog waits to see where his boss wants him to turn to, where his master would like him to go. And then he runs again ahead of him. Rabbi Yisrael Salanter explains the Mishnah is lamenting the fact that a gadol has to have the courage to do what's right, even if that's not what the people want. Don't make believe like you're leading the people, but you turn around to see what do they really want, like a politician would do. Sometimes a gadol has to make decisions that would not be popular. The next part is for sure not a chelik of the Mishnayis, but it's a braisa that's really brought down in Masechtas Avodah Zarah, Dav Chaf Amud Beis. It's also brought down by Yerushalmi and Masech Tishkalim. Some Gemaras have it over here as well in the Girsa, at the end of Masech Tisaita. Why was it put in over here? Because Rabbi Peres ben Yair is going to talk about 10 milas. So we're adding this to the list of 10 milas that the earlier Chacham had that became bottle when the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed. And the Marsha, who explains this, concludes with the words, Yakeli Zakenu Hashem should be Mezaka'a, should give us this chos. These milas are 10 steps. It starts with Zrizus, and it ends with Ruach HaKodesh. And basically, I guess what the Marsha is trying to tell us is that as bad as things are, the door is never closed. We can always reverse it and start working our way back up. And this is the schedule, this is the map to work our way back up from the lowest madrega to the highest madrega. Now this beraisa is the aside of a very famous sefer. The sefer Mesillas Yesharim is based on these words. And he explains at great length what each midah means. But we'll just touch the words. Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair Raimir, Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair says, again, Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair was the father-in-law of Shem Baichai. Zrizus mevi'a l'dei nekius. Zrizus means to move quickly with a cheshek. Don't push off mitzvahs. Don't push off running away from an aveira. All of that leads to nekius, to a cleanliness from chet. So Zrizus, as the Taisus Yom Tov explains, is on two parts. Run quickly to a mitzvah and run quickly away from an aveira. Or nekius and cleanliness from chet mevi'a l'dei tahara brings to a pure mind, pure machshava. If we stay away from chet, says the Tarsus Yom Tov, in action, and our machshava will follow suit. We won't think of chet. V'tahara mevila de prishus, and tahara leads to staying away from things that are even mutter. But I don't look to have physical ana. I have my ana, my pleasure in ruchnius. Uprishus mevila de kedusha, and prishus leads to a level of kedusha, a level of holiness. There's a shras hashchina on him. Ukedusha mevila de anava. Kedusha leads to being humble, to being modest. I'm not trying to conquer the world because I realize this world is meaningless anyway. Vanava mevila de yiras chait. Anava leads to a fear of being chaita. When you realize how foolish this world is, years go faster and faster before you know it. Person is 120. It doesn't make a difference how chashiv you are in this world. Everything is olam haba. So you have a fear of chet. The yiras chet mevila de chasidus. And yiras chet leads to a level of chasidus where a person does even beyond what he has to do. You want to do mitzvahs in the best possible way. You want to do things that are going to make Hashem happy. In our hearts of hearts, we know what Hashem wants us to do. So we fulfill His mitzvahs in the best possible way, more than what we have to do. Because in our hearts of hearts, we know what Hashem wants us to do. The chasidus mevila de ruach hakodesh, and chasidus leads to ruach hakodesh. There are many madregos of ruach hakodesh, but obviously ruach hakodesh means at some level he knows things more than what the average person would know, what the average person could possibly figure out by reading or hearing things. He gets messages min hashemayim on some level. There's a yid, Rabbi Nisselbaum, zecher tzadik levracha. He was the Shamus in the Shul Shomer Amun on 14th Avenue. And he told me, he learned by the Chavetz Chaim and his father wasn't well. And he came to the Chavetz Chaim and he asked the Chavetz Chaim to daven for his father. And the Chavetz Chaim could not repeat the name. He didn't hear the name. Even though he repeated the name several times. And finally the Chavetz Chaim said, your mother should have a lot of nachasim. You should be gesund. The only thing he didn't say was that his father should have a refuah shleima. Later they told him, he didn't chap right away, that the Chavetz Chaim can tell when you told him the name right away. He knew whether the person was going to live, like it says by Rav Chanina ben Daisa. There was a level of Ruach HaKodesh. Once he helped the Chavetz Chaim, putting on his gartel, Chavetz Chaim used to wear a gartel, and he told him, lang leben zalst, you shall live long. He knew that meant he was going to live through the war. And so many times, in the concentration camps, everyone told him, you're not going to survive. He said, no, I'm telling you, I'm going to survive. I know, because the Chavetz Chaim told me I'm going to live through the war. He gave me the bracha. He knew it. I think he lived till almost 100. There were tzaddikim that had Ruach HaKodesh on various different levels. But you don't just get it from one second to the next. They were zeicher to it. They had to work on it. And what's the next step after Ruach HaKodesh? The Ruach HaKodesh mevila de tchiyas ha-meisim. Ruach HaKodesh leads to tchiyas ha-meisim. Eliyahu HaNavi and Elisha, they were able to bring people back to life. And Tchiyas HaMeisim will be brought by Eliyahu HaNavi, who is always remembered for the good. And the Mishnah concludes with the word Ameh. This is what we're hoping for.